Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
We call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling.
If Duncan gets the 7 rings,
not his fault.
With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that.
Side pieces.
Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Like I just said, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Don't forget WSureMusic.com and follow us on Periscope today at BSS Carolinas. Joining me once again, I'm Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. Days Off over here.
Yeah, Mr. Days Off. Thank you, sir.
Sorry, I'll make sure I get that right. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, I feel happy.
You should.
I really do.
It's the middle of the week.
It's not even the middle yet.
It's
the day before the middle.
That's true. But today we got some good stuff to talk about. Of course, Easy and Big Shot not here today. They will be back. You know, holiday season, man, it's tough to get everybody together at once. But today we got a good show. We're going to talk about baseball a little bit, some hockey, more than 5 minutes. So
I'm going to get 5.5.
You will get at least 6. You can be happy with that. You'll get 6 minutes at least. But today let's talk about some baseball. First thing I want to talk about, there's a grassroots organization in Charlotte trying to get a major league team in the city. There's actually a petition. I shared it on our baseball, or I shared it on our Facebook page. Where is it? Yeah, it's Let's Bring Major League Baseball to Charlotte. You know, we're actually going to have the gentleman that is behind that we'll have on the show in a couple weeks. So make sure you're tuning in. But we're trying to get a baseball team here in Charlotte, Major League. Will it happen? Why or why not will it not happen, Scott?
It will not happen.
Why not?
Guaranteed it won't. Not enough support for the city. The city already has a baseball team right now. They have the Charlotte Knights. And yeah, they're getting good crowds there, but the only reason why they're getting good crowds,
it's a new stadium.
Brand new stadium. Once that luster wears off, you know what? It's not going to happen. You know, this town right here really isn't a pro sports town, like we said before, unless it's basketball. Panthers, they don't support the Panthers unless they're winning right now. The last 2 years, the only time they support their team. NBA, they really didn't support them until they became the Hornets.
Right. Nobody cared.
Once they made the name change, apparently ticket sales skyrocketed. Like I said, with the Knights right now, they do not support that team. Hockey, we have a AHL team, not much support, unless you count dollar beer nights or the occasional weekend game.
I think the reason it's a problem here is, like you said, this town grew up Hornets. Okay, back in the 80s, we had the Hornets here. NBA basketball, we've always been a college basketball town. So NBA basketball, we can get. Baseball's a little bit tougher. So is hockey. The state really doesn't get behind hockey. You know, we've talked about what hockey needs to do to get over in other places.
But you'd figure with as many Northeast transplants down here, you would get something to that.
That's true, because you do get a lot of Boston, New York, those areas, even Florida from the South, even California, we get a bunch of people here. But just the traditions of, like, the Rangers, the Boston Bruins, you know, the Boston Red Sox, the New York Yankees, it's hard to get those fans to come root for our team when no one else really does here. You know, so I would love if baseball was here, Major League.
I would be a season ticket holder. In a
heartbeat.
I really wouldn't be a fan because I'd always be a Mets fan, but I would be a season ticket holder. I'd support them.
I would support them the same way I support the Panthers. I think maybe a little bit more because I'm a Dodgers fan through and through. But I would support a local
Charlotte. Shoot, especially if it's an NL East team, I'd support them.
Well, and there's an article actually on our Facebook site from Let's Bring Major League Baseball to Charlotte, how expansion will affect the NL East. Which I think if we did get a team and they put an NL East, that would be great because you got the Atlanta Braves.
But would it be a National League team?
I think it would have to be.
I thought they're pretty much balanced out.
Well, I mean, you could move teams around.
I don't know. I would think you'd have to bring in two teams if you did it. You'd have to bring in an NL and AL.
Right now, there's talks of four different. Let me see. Being obstacles, there's how would the addition of four teams impact each division and the league? It says one, the Montreal Expos and the team to the NL East would definitely change the mindset of every other team. Think about the rivalry between the Blue Jays and the Expos. Charlotte Navy, the AL East. They're talking about putting them in the AL East, actually.
Yeah, I was about to say, it'd be the American League if they did it.
Because it would be one of the bigger markets in Major League Baseball.
And probably move, like, the Blue Jays or something.
Right. You could move them. They're talking about the Las Vegas Outlaws, AL West, and the San Antonio Alamo, the NL West.
Man, Texas has too many teams as is.
Yeah, I don't think you need
it. You don't need a third team.
No. I think baseball in Charlotte would be great, but I think it's like you said, only for a couple years. After 4 years, what would the team
And to build
be like?
A baseball franchise can take a lot more than 3 or 4 years.
I mean, the Knights, the top is 11,000 fans, I think, for a game. That's a sellout.
Really?
11,
well, I guess that sounds about right.
I want to say it's 11.
I'm about to say because they don't even, when I went during the summer, it didn't look like they'd hold like 6,000 fans.
I mean, I'm a season ticket holder.
Yeah, there's barely any seats there. I mean, their old stadium, I can believe, maybe 11,000 or somewhere to that nature.
The new stadium is 10,000.
Really?
10,002 people.
Well, that must be like those porch, like, standing room or something.
Well, you got that's one big addition they did is they added the porch and the outfield, the home run porch. Next year, there'll be a restaurant in the left field, and then they're supposed to build on top of it. The way they build this stadium, they can build on top of it and make it bigger and bigger. But seriously, I mean, 10,000 people, that's the size of Marlins, right? And the Marlins only draw like 6,000 people.
No, I want to say that Marlins, most MLB teams, they're around, I don't know, 14, 15,000. Especially that new Marlins park, that should hold probably 17, 18. But they get, what, 80 or 100 people to a game?
Capacity is 36,000 people, actually. Let me see, what was attendance in 2015? Attendance in 2015 was...
probably really low.
It's not good. That's the problem with Charlotte, though. You know, what would they do? 46,000 was Dodger Stadium. Miami was 21,000 people annually. Tampa Bay, 15,000 is the lowest in baseball.
What, average attendance?
The average attendance in 2015.
Per game?
Per game.
It's actually not bad.
No, I mean, 15,000 for Tampa. Cleveland is actually 17,000, second lowest in baseball.
Well, that's not too bad.
Miami is 21. Oakland's 21. The White Sox are 21. The Braves are actually 24th on the list.
Wow.
Which is surprising.
That's not too bad at all.
But so you don't think any way not possible that they could have a team?
No way. Like I said, I don't think this is a huge sports. We have sports, but I don't think it's a well-supported sports market. It's not like the Northeast. It's not like the West Coast. I just don't see it being supported that much. At least like teams in the Midwest, those are their teams. You know, there's only really one team. If you live in Ohio, it's pretty much Cleveland.
I just think it's hard to get past the Yankees, the Red Sox, those traditions. You know, the Phillies.
Man, it would be nice, though, because there's really not a team within, what, a 5-6 hour drive?
Atlanta and D.C.
Atlanta is probably the quickest at 5 hours. D.C. is, what, 6 hours?
Yep.
So, I mean, it would be great in theory, but I don't think it would hold up. Like I said, I would love to see it, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, because I
realistically
on a Monday afternoon at 12 o'clock, I'm there. You got an afternoon baseball game? I'm there if I can be there. You know, the Knights do really well, but I think it's like you said, they're a brand new stadium. How, you know, I want to see how it does year three, year four, if it keeps going. Then we can be like, all right, maybe we should bring a major league team to here.
Now, if it's not a startup team, it's not going to work. But if it's an actually existing team and they trade markets and you could bring an existing team to Charlotte, then there's a whole new story.
Who would you bring?
Well,
I mean, who's one team in Major League Baseball you would bring to Charlotte?
Well, let's just look at the teams that could possibly leave. It's the two Florida teams, Tampa and the Marlins are always teams that, you know, could just move. Their ownerships could just get rid of. Tampa's always been talked about leaving for years, year after year, because of the poor attendance.
Right, 15,000, worse than baseball.
I mean, even when they were making playoff pushes, they were barely half attendance there. I mean, that's just a slap in the face to the team.
They still got one of the top third basemen in all of baseball. And
if he can stay
healthy. If he stays healthy.
Yeah, But, man, I'm trying to think. I mean, one of the Florida teams could be one. The Diamondbacks are pretty much staying in Arizona now. Seattle's staying put.
Only a team I can see that maybe possibly is Oakland. I mean, but you – I mean, I don't think you get the A's away from Oakland. You know,
yeah, that's a tough push. But, I mean, if they take if they take everybody and move them, if Oakland says, we're not paying for them, you know, we're done, we're not housing any. And look at the Coliseum being.
Coliseum's horrible.
Right. I mean, so if, say, Charlotte adds on, and they would have to add on to BB&T Park, I mean, that's a minor league stadium. That's no pro stadium.
Right.
You would have to add on, make it enticing to bring a team in. And that would be the only possible way it would actually work.
Okay.
Hey, maybe the Braves will leave since, you know, they're trading everybody away. They're not technically a team anymore.
And if you look at the attendance, they're 24th. They got that new stadium they built, though.
But there's nobody there to bring people in.
That's true.
Hey, let's go watch Shelby Miller. Let's go watch. He's gone. Oh, we got Freddie Freeman at least.
Is he healthy?
Yeah, he's healthy.
But anyway, that's a good point. Let us know on Twitter what you think. Do you think the Charlotte needs a Major League Baseball team? Do you think it will support a team? I do. I wish they would, but I'm not sure. I want to see how the Knights do next couple of seasons. Some baseball news. The Nats and Daniel Murphy agree to a contract.
And I just looked it up. The contract's actually online.
Yeah.
3 years, $37.5 million. So that's almost $13 million a year.
Wow.
For 30
years. You get paid.
Yeah, he got paid.
It's only a 3-year deal, though.
But that's just about double what he was making with the Mets.
Wow.
He was $8 million his last year with the Mets. So, I mean, he got paid.
He did get paid. Does it hurt the Mets?
No, because they trade John Neese for Neil Walker, who's statistically a better, way better defensive second baseman. And really offensively, keep in mind with his good postseason play, they're about the same. I think it was a wash, really. I think, personally, as a baseball fan, Mets actually upgraded with Neil Walker because they actually got a legitimate second baseman, not a corner infielder they converted into a second baseman. So I think they actually improved there. That's the only improvements the Mets made. But I think they also got off cheap, too. But no, hey, more power to you, Murph. If you want that big money, go for it.
Hey, he got it, man. Aroldis Chapman was traded to the Yankees. Another 100 strikeout pitcher reliever to the Yankees. Good for the Yankees, man. They ain't got no starting pitching.
Exactly. I was looking something up. Now they actually have a computer in here to use. That's weird. Yeah, exactly. What we were talking about before. Oh, man, you got 3 good arms in the bullpen? Well, guess what? You don't have starting pitching to get you to that bullpen. What does it matter if you have 3 great arms in the pen if you're losing 7-3?
Yep.
Tell me how does that matter. It doesn't. It doesn't matter to me.
I think it's going to be tough for them to – I think they'll move Miller. I think Miller might be gone too.
I think so too.
Because they just signed him to a deal not too long ago. So did you want to talk about the baseball, the Hall of Fame voting?
Yeah, I actually didn't look it up. Hold on 1 second, though.
Okay. The Chapman trade helps the Yankees. I think there's more moves to be done. I know Big Shot and Easy will be happy because they're both Yankee fans. So they love this move. I know I've talked to them already about it. We'll see. We'll see how it pays off for the Yanks. Did you find what you're looking for?
I guess. I can't find the date. It's sometime the first week of January. But I can't see that. I've looked, and it doesn't say the date. Like, I've checked different sites, and only gives me the date of last year's, January 6th. So, based off that.
You're talking about for the Hall of Fame?
For the Hall of Fame. Let's say it's the same, or like the 5th, the first, what was it, Friday of the year. We have first guys on the ballot this year. Did you find it?
I'm looking.
Because I'm going to feel like an idiot if you found it.
Convened in December 2015.
Because they've already started the voting.
It says July 26, 2014. It changed the rules to the election for retired players.
All right. Well,
no, I didn't find it.
Okay. First ballot or first guys.
Ooh.
What?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Okay. First year guys right now. Ken Griffey Jr., who is the first ballot Hall of Famer.
No doubt.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Troy Gloss. Hold your applause. Jim Edmonds, Jason Kendall, Mike Hampton, Luis Castillo, Randy Winn, Garrett Anderson, Mike Lowell, Billy Wagner, Trevor Hoffman, Mike Grzelcyk, Mike Sweeney, David Eckstein, and Brad Ausmus. These are your guys first eligible. Griffey is your first ballot Hall of Famer. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Piazza should be this year. You mean first ballot?
These are guys that first year on the ballot. Griffey's Osmus your only guy.
Your boy Castillo's on the list.
Yeah, he's not making it in.
Exxon's not. What about Jim Evans? That's a good.
He won't make it. If he makes it in, he's like a 15th year.
You know what?
The next one would be Trevor Hoffman, who did hold the career saves record until Mo broke it. Mariano Rivera.
Billy Wagner was really good, but And he had the saves record, I thought, for a little bit.
But there's a difference, though, between really good and Hall of Fame. Ken Griffey, Hall of Fame. Trevor Hoffman's a Hall of Famer, yeah. But he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
He will get in this one, though.
Huh?
He'll get in the first ballot.
I don't know.
But and here's why I say that, because Roger Clemens ain't getting in, Barry Bonds, Bagwell, all these other guys are not getting in.
You got to look at votes.
Yeah.
You know Griffey's going to get a high percentage of votes.
Yep.
You know Piazza's going to get up there. He's going to get 80%. He's got to. Jeff Bagwell, it's a travesty. He hasn't been elected in yet.
Which steroid era, man.
But he wasn't linked to any steroids.
How is Curt Schilling not in yet?
Nobody liked him because he's a prick.
You know what? Look at the personalities the Hall of Famers in there. Ty Cobb was a prick, but he's in the Hall of Fame.
Well, let's go. I'll look at the list here. Mike Piazza, who should get in. Statistically should get in. Jeff Bagwell should be in. Tim Raines, who's not in for some reason. Curt Schilling. Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Lee Smith, Edgar Martinez, Alan Trammell, Mike Mussina, Jeff Kent, Fred McGriff, Larry Walker, Gary Sheffield, Mark McGwire, Sosa, and Nomad Gasiapara.
McGriff should be in.
Yeah, the crime dog should be in, but just like Tim Raines and Lee Smith should be in. Edgar Martinez should be in. I know the Hall of Fame has a deal about having DHs. Like, the only way I guess you can get in is if you hit 500 home runs. But Edgar Martinez is a really good DH. I mean, I don't get it. Mike Mussina should be in. He should be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, absolutely. Mussina was really good.
I mean, great for two teams, the Orioles and the Yankees. Larry Walker won't get in. Injuries. Nope. Sosa won't get in. Steroids. McGwire won't get in. Steroids. Sheffield won't get in. I thought he was just too inconsistent.
Who, Sheffield?
Yeah.
He should. I think he should be in, but I doubt he will.
The only way Nomar gets in is if he becomes a broadcaster and, you know,
his gets career a Ford, was too short.
Ford Frick Award. I mean, honestly, I mean.
I just think the rate is too high because he's got to be 72%.
I thought it was
75. That's right, 75. And this year, Alan Trammell and Mark McGwire are on the ballot for the final time.
I mean,
and neither one of them.
I mean, Lee Smith. Mark McGwire's not.
Yeah, it says he's Mark 10th. McGwire. That's what I was trying to figure out. Why does 15th, it say Mark
it should
McGwire?
Be 15th year.
Yeah.
Because Lee Smith and... Oh, I think they changed it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is a 10th year.
So, congratulations.
Good, Mark McGwire shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. I honestly don't think. I think if you were... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, go ahead.
I think if you were linked, you don't need to be. You do not need to be in the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame's tainted as is.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm getting ready to say. Why not put these guys in, okay, and put on their plaque, steroid era, or you put something below their plaque to, because just like Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame, I think on his plaque it should say, ban for baseball for life because of gambling. You know how much money you'll make off of baseball
right.
for that? I mean, Hall of Fame weekend,
but
put me a wing that says steroid era if you have to. Put them in, though, because what they do on the field should matter.
But the Hall of Fame is excellent in a sport. Pete Rose, I mean, was excellent at the sport, but he also got, you know, outed.
There's no doubt about that, but look at Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds was never convicted of anything.
But we all know.
Who?
We all know his fans. Look how damn big his head got and how jacked he got. Remember the guy who played for the Pirates, the little scrawny guy?
Was it against the rules?
What, taking steroids?
Yes. During the 80s and 90s. No.
No, it was in the 2000s.
It was not banned until the 2000s. And I'm not saying cheating is okay.
Fourth. This is fourth year, so 9 years ago. So it was last year was... In 2004.
Who?
Bonds.
Bonds last year was 04?
I want to say it because it's his fourth year on the ballot.
This is his fourth year on the ballot, yep.
So 5 years to get on the ballot. That's 9 years.
So 99. Or no, yeah.
It'd be 03 or 04.
You're right.
So he was still a cheater as is then.
I got it. I'm just saying.
But if you look at the dude. Look at Sosa when he first came up with the Rangers or White. I can't remember.
Rangers. It was Rangers and then Cubs.
Skinny as a twig.
Yep.
Skinny as a twig. Barry Bonds, one of the killer bees. Bonds and Bonilla with the Pirates. Look, I mean, that man is. There is no way that's natural. What Bonds transformed into.
Right.
I mean, I'd keep him out just for that fact. If you can't do it naturally, you don't naturally deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
To me, you hit baseball as timing, so it's a lot more than just, you know, even if you take PEDs, you still got to hit timing of baseball. It's still one of the hardest things to do.
Yeah, still is, but you know what? That kind of still helps your cause.
Oh, I agree. Did you have anything else for baseball you wanted to add?
No, I'm good.
All right. Let's talk about some hockey. Give you more than 5 minutes. Flames, John Gaudreau, Stars, Entang Nima, and Leafs, Tyler Bozak, named NHL 3 Stars of the Week.
Bozak,
thank you. NHL hosting the first ever Women's Classic on December 31st at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, it's going to be before the alumni game. So there's going to be 2 games on New Year's Eve, and then, of course, the Winter Classic on New Year's Day.
Well, this is cool. They're doing the first ever Women's Classic.
Yeah, that's going to be – I had the article. What was it? It's going to be the – the Les Canadiens of the Women's Hockey League versus, I think it was the Boston Pride of the newly formed National Women's Hockey League. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's a, you know, National Women's Hockey League game. It's a Canadian team versus a Canadian League team versus a National Women's Hockey League team. So I think that's going to be pretty cool. Granted, I think they only get like an hour and a half of a game, so I don't think it's a full game.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I mean, that's pretty impressive. Way to go. Way to go, NHL. I mean, I can't fault you for that.
Hey, they're trying to get into – I got to give them credit getting into the demographic, unlike other sports, you know.
Right.
They're trying to do stuff, you know, to get women involved into hockey a lot more. Who are your teams to watch the rest of the season after the All-Star break?
My teams to watch?
Yeah. Or a team to watch.
Right now, it's still the Stars. I think, what is it? It's only the Stars and the, hold on, double check, make sure. Stars and Capitals are the only 2 teams with single-digit losses. The Stars have 7, but the Canadians, the Washington Capitals have 6 losses. Capitals are playing really good. They're 9-1 in the last 10 games. Stars 7-2-1, but man, that offense is dang good though. That Dallas team. I still want to say Dallas is my favorite in the Western Conference. The Blues are still playing pretty decent. They have a good high-powered offense. And the Wild, you can't sleep on the Western Conference. Wouldn't talk about the Pacific because they all suck.
They're horrible, except for the Kings.
The Kings suck, too. They have 46 points. If you look at most other divisions besides the Atlantic, yeah. Capitals have 56. Stars have 57. Well, actually, no, they're not doing too bad, I guess, point-wise. But, man, right now it's the Stars and the Capitals. I don't know what happened to the Rangers. They were the team to beat in the Eastern Conference with the Canadiens. We know what happened with the Canadiens, losing Carey Price, their MVP and Vezina winner. But they're going to get him back. The Rangers just went on a downhill slide that nobody can really comprehend what's going on.
They're 14-5-1 at home, 6-8-3 on the road.
They're 3-6-1 the last 10 games.
That's horrible.
3-6-1.
Wow.
This is a team that started, I think, 16 and... I'm trying to think, like 16 and like 3 or
No, it was ridiculously crazy because they were. I know I was looking at it, and it's insane how good they were before that.
But I don't know what they could do to fix that. Like
trade. And I mean, there's rumor about the Stamkos trade.
I would love to see it, but what's happening is defensively they're just not stopping the puck. They're not blocking shots. So Henrik Lundqvist is just getting killed at the net. I mean, you can't block. I mean, you can't block wide open shots. You need somebody in front of the net helping you. But man, they need offense, and somebody needs to light a fire under that defensive pairings because they're just garbage right now.
And I think they've done everything they can, switching lineups and everything else, trying.
They switch pairings, and it's just not. It's not working out.
Maybe it's just All-Star break, man.
Man, I don't know. I mean, they just had their Christmas break. They had 6 days to get rested, and they lose to Nashville Predators 3-5. I mean, I don't know. Unless they need to make a huge trade, I don't know how good a Stamkos trade would do right now. I mean, it might add a goal a game, but if you're still losing 5-4 or something, you're still losing.
Right. A loss is a loss.
I mean, and they could hit like a – they're not even halfway yet. Well, are they halfway? Let me see. They are. No, they're not halfway yet. Most teams aren't. The Canadians have only played – I think the most games I see played are 38 games, so they're 4 games from half. No, yeah, they're 3 games away from halfway. 38.
All right. So, I mean, they're not – they could turn it around the second half, but they need to get started now. You know, I saw something the other day. Should the Penguins trade Sidney Crosby?
Never happen. It'll never happen. If the Penguins trade anybody, and let me pull up their roster real fast, they'd have to trade Evgeny Malkin. And, I mean, they trade Phil Kessel, I guess. But, I mean, I don't see them trading. Like, they could trade Marc-Andre Fleury before they trade Sidney Crosby. There's no way.
So like, you think no way you trade?
Yeah, there's no way you trade Crosby.
All right.
I mean, no way. I mean, as much as I don't like him, he is a Penguin. He's a Penguin for life. I mean, Malkin's more expendable. Letang's more expendable. Andre Fleury's more expendable. Kessel's more expendable because he just got him this year.
But do you – even the great Wayne Gretzky was traded.
The thing with that is, that was all money. That was the only reason why they traded him. It's because Edmonton wanted money. And it's funny, I watched the 30 for 30 on that, and they had that trade between the Oilers and the Kings. Every year it would be, I'll give you $15 million U.S. for Wayne Gretzky. $15 million for Wayne Gretzky. Every year, you know, for 4 or 5 years. You know, just got to the point where, like, oh, man, we need to get something out of him. We need to get something for him. But, I mean, that was probably one of the dumbest things in the world to do, too, is trading Gretzky. Yeah, I mean, you probably can't afford him. But, man, you could have won another cup. They won 4 cups, I think, 6 years. He didn't do a damn thing in L.A. He didn't do a damn thing in New York either.
Well, he led L.A. to the finals. He didn't do a lot.
He got hockey popular on the West Coast. I guess right. That was about it.
Which was huge. I mean, you know, it's like Jordan going to Wizards. And he didn't do a lot.
And he popped out the hottest thing you could ever call as a man. Paulina Gretzky, man. God almighty, we'll Dustin Johnson.
Yep. We'll say that for another show. But, yeah, I had to ask, you think the Penguins would trade him?
There's no way.
All right. Any hockey news you want to share? The floor is yours.
Oh, man, really? Finally, Johnny Gaudreau getting a little love. Johnny Hockey, as he's called. Yes, there is a Johnny Hockey, just like there's a Johnny Football. Except this one doesn't get in trouble.
That we know of.
Come on, he's just this little kid from Jersey. What is he going to get? Oh, okay. Let me just shut up there. But no, really, right now, because we just got back from the Christmas break, there's really nothing huge right now besides gearing up for the Winter Classic in a few days.
Canada sucks!
All right, there you go.
Right now they do, Canadians. Fair enough. They really do suck.
All right.
But no, that's about it.
That's it on your hockey segment?
Yeah, I guess it's not too much. Right. When you do give me time, there's nothing to really talk about.
Well, you know, it's at the All-Star break. I figure that's when you could
Christmas
talk about
break, All-Star break's next month.
That's true. I can't, you know, separate all the breaks. All right, let's go into two words for you.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, first one, the Bengals win in the AFC North.
About time.
Oh, man. All right. Good for them. I know it's three. The Redskins winning the NFC East.
Hell frozen over.
Not the Eagles. Chip Kelly saying he doesn't think he has a bad football team.
Damn liar.
Pass, pass, give. The next one we'll go with is your Christmas. Very thankful. The Falcons ended the Panthers' undefeated streak. Rough division. Outdoor Women's Classic. Great event. The year 2015. On to next year. Those are my two words. We're going to go into Bon Voyage.
Say Bon Voyage.
Okay, Bon Voyage 2015 on to 2016. We shall go this week. Matt Barnes suspended two games for October off-court incident with Derek Fisher, the coach of the New York Knicks. The next story, Dave Henderson of the 1989 A's champion team passed away at age 57, excuse me. He passed away at age 57. I remember Dave Henderson back on the 80s team, real good team. Got rest in peace, Dave. Phoenix Suns fired two assistants. Is Jeff Hornacek next? I think he is. Suns Eric Bledsoe out the rest of the season with a torn meniscus. So he's out the rest of the year. A couple other sad news. Ex-Globetrotter Lemon, original Globetrotter Lemon, passes away at age 83. One of the very originals of the Globetrotters. Hate to see it. And last, Lemmy of Motorhead. He passed away today at age 53. And that is all our news for our Bon Voyages. Everybody enjoy the end of 2015. Hope you have a great 2016. And you can catch us in the year 2016 on Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, iTunes, WSureMusic.com, and watch us on Periscope each week. Big Shot, easy. Have a good New Year. See you guys next year. And you can catch us everywhere.
To all the babies, mamas, 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 baby mamas, mamas, yeah, go like this.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Drama, mama. don't like me. She be doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out and let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She want to rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was